ABC Radio Australia.
Well, let's change our attention to Kiribati, where the opposition says the independence of the judiciary has been further undermined after an Australian judge was given notice to leave the country within 21 days. So late last week, the country's parliament voted to support David Lambourne's removal from the High Court. His suspension from office 2 years ago by President Taneti Mamau on allegations of misconduct sparked a judicial crisis that has left the Pacific Island nation without any senior judges. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Independence of Judges and Lawyers, Margaret Satterwith, has issued a statement saying the vote by Kiribati's parliament is a major setback for justice and the rule of law. In Kiribati, opposition MP Sir Iremia Tapai told Dubravka Volodia the move is unacceptable.
I think we're very disappointed by the action taken by government. There was no real basis at all, for the decision while I was taken. It's all political, and it's a continuation of the actions that have undermined the judiciary system. It's a very sad day. Yeah, it's very sad. We have our friends and colleagues from overseas. We have to react on what is happening now because it's just not on. And in my view, and we are pleased to know that the UN Special Rapporteur on human rights and so on has expressed a view. This is very critical, what is happening in government right now.
Do you think this undermines the independence of the judiciary further?
Of course, we've been saying that from the very beginning, and it's almost started because the government will not accept and restrict at the decision of the Court of Appeal, our highest court in Kiribati. And that's why we end up this way, because it's all political. And as you know, David Lambourne is the husband of our leader of the opposition. This is the way government tries to attack our leader. And it's a shame on him, as I said, But anyway, that, we've been very vocal on the issue. And we'll continue to see our views in the future.
And where to from here, do you think?
The House is going to be dissolved on the 2nd of May this year. Obviously, our priority now is trying to get back to Parliament again. And this afternoon, we are meeting our party. And we are going to plan our meetings in on the islands and in the villages. We are working out over and try to get the message across, because we don't get the paper here. There is only one government paper, and it's controlled by government. And we need to change the culture of the way the government is acting before it functions as the law. In my view, this is not on, and we should all try and change the way we do our business in Kiribati.
Have you been in touch with Justice Lambourne?
Oh, we, not officially, but I said we meet regularly with the wife, and we know, and my understanding is that he's going to leave very soon on a voluntary basis, because he's been given 21 days to leave the country, as I understand it, and that's they start counting a few days ago for the 21 days. But as I said, they want to get rid of him from here. It's just not on. As you know, David Lambourne is married to our clergy givers, and they've got how many kids, I'm not sure, but quite a number. And it's been here, it's more than 10 years, I get it, and to get rid of him in this way, it shows how the president is vengeful with the word, is trying to attack the leader of the opposition, our leader. And as I said, within the next few days, we're going to have meetings to plan our next steps. What we need to ask is for our neighbors in the region to express a view on what is happening now, because I know it's not an easy thing for them to decide, but as I said, some comment to try and and express a concern on what is happening now, I think we'll